弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace be with brothers and sisters.
感谢主恩典，让我们安息日的时候可以聚集一起敬拜神。
Thanks the guidance of God that we could gather here on this Sabbath day to worship Him.
小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家一起来查考我当怎样行才可以得救。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I'll share this topic: what can I do to be saved?
我们现在请大家翻开《使徒行传》第十六章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 16.
使徒行传十六章。
Acts 16.
第三十节。
Verse 30.
十六章三十节。
16 verse 30.
又领他们出来说，二位先生，我当怎样行才可以得救？
He then brought them out and asked, Sir, what must I do to be saved?
31节。
31.
他们说，当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。
They replied, Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household.
这使徒行传十六章记录保罗跟希拉他们在欧洲传福音的经过。
In Acts chapter 16, it records the events of Paul and Silas when they're preaching in Europe.
那这个是神用圣灵引导他的工人从亚洲到欧洲来传福音。
And God, through His Holy Spirit, guided His workers to preach from Asia over to Europe.
那所以我们从使徒行传看到这个宣道的工作是神在带领的。
And so through the book of Acts, we see that the evangelical work is the guidance of God.
神用异象引导他的工人跨越海洋的障碍进入欧洲。
And through visions, God guided his workers to go across oceans to enter Europe.
那到了欧洲之后第一个信主的是一个妇人吕底亚。
And when they came to Europe, the first believer is Lydia.
因为这个妇人呢，她是敬畏神的。
Because this woman is fearing, she fears the Lord.
那他们本来在安息日就都是聚集在一起来聚会的。
And during Sabbath day, they will gather to worship the Lord.
圣经在第十六章到在第十三节特别说保罗跟希拉，他们就到了他们祷告的地方去讲道理给他们听了。
And so on Acts chapter 16, verse 13, here it says, Paul on Sabbath they went to where they gather and preached to them.
那主开导了这个吕底亚的心呢，让他注意听保罗所讲的道，他就信了。
Then God opened the hearts of Lydia to listen to the words of God through Paul, and she believed.
所以他先用心的听道理。
So she first listened carefully to the words.
那她的心呢，就蒙神把她打开。
Then her heart were opened by God.
那她就明白保罗所讲的道理是怎么一回事。
Then she realized what is been spoken by Paul.
那后来就说，她跟她的一家人就都接受了洗礼。
Then it says that her and her family received that baptism.
那他们这一家人信主之后就成了他们的家就成了这个保罗跟希拉在腓立比传福音的据点了。
So after this family were baptized, their household they opened up their house to be the gathering place for Paul's work in Europe.
好，所以你看保罗他们一开始来到这个陌生的地方，就是有这个家庭信的时候，他就打开他的家庭。让保罗跟希拉来住宿，强留他们一定要住在这里。
So when Paul came to this foreign land, it was this place that opened up for Paul to live there and to preach there.
那所以这里特别提到说，他是很注意在听保罗所讲的道理。
And here mentioned that she diligently listened to the preaching of Paul.
那保罗他在传福音的时候，他基本上所谈的重点很简单。
And so when Paul was preaching, his message are quite simple.
他要让众人了解耶稣基督就是救主。
He want everyone to understand that Jesus Christ is the Savior.
是要让我们可以离开罪恶的唯一的一条路。
And he is the only way for us to depart from our sin.
因为他自己本来是在逼迫信耶稣的人。
Because he himself persecuted Christians before.
但是他后来他 被主耶稣选召光照之后，他就明白了。
But later, when he was chosen by God, then he realized the truth.
耶稣基督他是复活的主。
He understood that Jesus Christ is the Savior of resurrection.
其实耶稣基督就是天上的真神。
That Jesus Christ he himself is God of heaven.
他已经从死里复活。
And he have resurrected from death.
因为天上的神是生命的主。
Because the God in heaven is the God of life.
他为了要救我们。
And because he wanted to save us.
他亲自成为人。
He came to this world in flesh.
要为我们的罪献上他的生命。
And for our sin that he were to sacrifice himself.
然后他又要把这个生命拿回来。
And then he will take back that life.
所以他就复活了。
Therefore he resurrected.
因为他不能够被死拘禁。
Because he cannot be bound by death.
所以耶稣基督他这个在十字架上的救恩就成为我们得救的根源。
Therefore Jesus Christ's salvation on the cross becomes our source.
所以我们如果看保罗在传福音的时候。
So when we look at Paul's the preaching.
他不断地重复耶稣他是从死里复活的主。
He continuously repeat that Jesus Christ is the Savior that resurrected from death.
我们如果看他在传福音的时候，从第十三章开始。
So if we look at Acts chapter 13,
他就特别提到说，我们看一下第十三章第三十二节。
He specifically mentioned in chapter 13, verse 32.
我们从第三二十九节开始。
Let's read from 29, verse 29.
第二十九节，既然成就了经上指着他所记的一切话，就把他从木头上取下来，放在坟墓里。
29, when they had carried out all that was written about him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in the tomb.
第三十节，神却叫他从死里复活了。
But God raised him from the dead.
那我们如果继续看第三十四节。
And if we skip to verse 34,
论到神叫他从死里复活，不再归于朽坏，就这样说：“我必将所应许大卫那圣洁可靠的恩典赐给你们。”
That the fact that God raised him from the dead, never to decay, is stated in these words: "I will give you the holy and sure blessing promised to David."
第三十五节。
35,
又有一篇上说：“你必不叫你的圣者见朽坏。”
So it is.Stated elsewhere, you will not let your holy one see decay.
我们看第三十七节。
Verse 37.
唯独神所复活的，他并未见朽坏。
But the one whom God raised from the dead did not see decay.
三十八节。
38.
所以弟兄们，你们当晓得赦罪的道是由这个人传给你们的。
Therefore, my brothers, I want you to know that through Jesus, the forgiveness of sin is proclaimed to you.
39节。
39.
你们靠摩西的律法，在一切不得称义的事上，信靠这人，就都得称义了。
Through him, everyone who believes in justifiedFrom everything you could not be justified from by the law of Moses.
这是当时候保罗他第一篇在传耶稣的道理的重点。
This is the theme of Paul's preaching, his first preaching.
耶稣基督照着神的计划来到人间。
That through the plan of God that Jesus Christ came to this world.
他的牺牲是要让我们可以在神面前被称义的。
That his, through his sacrifice, that we shall be justified again in front of God.
因为我们世人都是在罪里面出生的。
Because all mankind were born into sin.
在如果有罪，在神面前就不是义人。
And if we have sinned, then therefore we are not a righteous man in front of God.
那如果是罪人，就不可能在神的国度有份。
And if we're a sinner, therefore we have no part in.Heavenly kingdom.
因为神的国是圣洁的。
Because the kingdom of God is holy.
不圣洁的人是没有资格进去的。
Those who are with sin cannot enter the heavenly kingdom.
那现在这个耶稣基督他来为我们的罪死了。
So now Jesus Christ came and died for us.
但是神叫他从死里复活。
But now God resurrected him from death.
那他这个得救的道、赦罪的道从他来的。
And this salvation, this words of salvation, this weight of salvation came from him.
我们今天信靠他，就可以在神面前被称义。
And therefore, if we believe in him, we shall be justified in we shall be called righteous in front of God.
所以主耶稣基督他这个复活的道理是保罗一直在宣道的过程当中 的重点。
Therefore, this truth of salvation is the theme of Paul's preaching.
耶稣基督复活。
Jesus Christ resurrected.
哦，他已经得胜死亡。
That he have overcome death.
在他里面，我们就有生命。
That in him we shall receive life.
啊，所以他现在去传福音。
And now he went to preach
the gospel. 到各处，不管是信耶稣的跟不信啊，信神的跟不信神的人，他都这样讲。
No matter where he goes to whoever that would listen, whether it's believer or non-believer, he preaches the message.
那当时候这个他在腓立比的时候，向这个吕底亚他们这一群妇人在讲道了。
So when in the city of Philippi, he preached to the women along with Lydia.
当时候你看这个妇人，她留心听保罗所讲的话。
These women listened diligently to Paul's preaching.
他就相信了。
And they believed.
那信了之后，他们就受洗，他整个家人都受洗。
When they after they believed, their whole entire household were baptized.
他们是真的信主的。
And they truly believe in God.
因为他们信的，他们接下去的动作就说明他们是真的信耶稣了。
Because what they have done later truly magnify that they have believed in God.
所以耶稣基督他在约翰福音第一章这样说哈。
And therefore, Jesus said in John chapter 1.
我们看约翰福音第一章。
Let's turn to John chapter 1.
这一章里面在谈主耶稣他的救恩了哈。
Here it mentioned the salvation of Jesus Christ.
第十二节，一章十二节。
Chapter 1, verse 12.
第一章十二节。
1, verse 12.
这一句话是施洗约翰说的。
This is what was mentioned by John the Baptist.
第十二节说，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄，做神的儿女。
Verse 12, yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
信主的人，他就会接待传福音的人。
So those who believe in him will receive those who are preachers.
因为信要先信才会愿意接待的。
Because you need to believe first, then you are willing to receive others.
所以李亚他这一个家庭哦，他们信了之后就愿意把保罗跟希拉留下来。
And therefore, in the family of Lydia, after they believe, they are willing to receive Paul and Silas.
他们现在做神的儿女了。
That now they are children of God.
所以他们现在要一起在这个福音的事情上有份了。
And therefore, they want to be part with this message.
哦，所以李亚他信主之后，保罗他们在腓立比的地方就开始。能够到处去传福音，更广阔的传福音了。
After Lydia and her household believe in God, now they have the center opened up for Paul as the center for his message and preaching.
那他们信了耶稣之后
，And after they believe in God,
他们这个生活祷告守安息的生活还是继续哦。
They continue their life of prayer and observing Sabbath day.
保罗跟他们一起这样子在敬拜神的。
Because Paul continued to worship God in that way.
我们现在看回来《使徒行传》第十六章。
Let's turn back to Acts chapter 16.
使徒行传十六章。
Acts 16.
十六节。
16.
那后来我们就往那祷告的地方去他们李利亚他们信主之后，他们继续一样在原来的地方，在那里祷告敬拜。
In verse 16, he says, "Once when we were going to the place of prayer, so therefore after." They have believed, Lydia have believed, they continue to gather to pray.
好，那现在，事情就发生了，有一个使女迎着他们来，她这个人是被鬼附着的，她是让她的主人得到很多好处的。
So now here comes an event where a slave girl came with, and had spirit by which she was prophesying.
那是 soothsaying, 她是用法术让她的主人得到财力啊。
She through magic that she were able to earn great deals of money for her owner.
那第十七节呢？他就跟着保罗跟这些传福音的人呢，在他后面喊着说：“这些人是至高神的仆人，对你们传说救人的道理。”
So this girl followed Paul and the rest of them, shouting that this man are servant of Most High. You are telling you who are telling you way to be saved.
第十八节特别说，他一连多日都这样喊叫。
In verse 18, she kept.This up for many days.
那这个他在后面喊呢、啊，一开始的时候，他讲的话好像很对啊。
So At first, when she proclaimed the shouting this message, it seems that it's the right message.
因为她说，哦，这些人是至高神的仆人呢。
Because she said these men are servants of Most High God.
来传说救人的道理啊。
And they're here to tell you the ways to be saved.
她所讲的基本上是事实啊。
It is true what she is proclaiming.
因为保罗跟希拉他们真的是这个天上真神的仆人来传救人的福音的。
Because it is true that Paul and Silas are the servant of God, and they are here to preach the ways to salvation.
可是你一天这样讲 ，OK， 但是一连多日都这样子大声喊叫的时候，这个就变成一种干扰了。
So if she proclaimed that for one time, it's okay. But if she continues for many days, that becomes a disturbance.
其实当时候保罗就看出这个人是有问题的。
So Paul already knew that this person is with wrong spirit.
这个使女是被鬼附着的。
That she has been possessed by the evil spirit.
所以他就看出了这个就是魔鬼的破坏的工作了。
And so Paul knew that this is a way for Satan to destroy the work.
因为其实他这一年多日这样喊叫，好像在替这个福音做宣传。
And it seems that it seems on the surface that she's proclaiming for the message of God every day.
为保罗他们好像打开这个吸引更多人来听。
Look like she is proclaiming this message for Paul so that more people will come to believe.
但其实这个就是魔鬼的工作之一。
But in reality, this is the work of Satan.
因为他一直在那边喊的时候，其实就是要让人一直注意的是保罗这些人。
Because when she yelled out and proclaimed, she won attention to drawn to Paul.
似乎在抬举这些人呢。
It seems to be elevating these workers.
这些你看，这些是。你看，至高神的仆人。
To elevate them, that they are the servant of Most High.
通常，人都会只是先看到人呐。
Because people often admire.
会注意到这些人哈。
They will admire those who have authority.
而不会去注意听他所讲的话是什么。
They will not listen to what they are the message.
所以，当初神开这个尼底亚的心是。让他注意听保罗所讲的话。
So if we remember when God opened the heart of Lydia, God make her listen to the message diligently.
而不是注意一直看保罗这个人。
Not to look at Paul the person.
然后他后来就了解，他所讲的道理是真的。
Then she realized that the message is true.
好，那现在这个使女在后面一直喊的时候。
So now we look at the slave girl. She is yelling.
其他人基本上只是看到说，这些说是至高神的仆人哦。
Everyone will look at her and say, "Oh, these people are the servant of Most High."
其实他这个就是好像是要跟保罗跟希拉一直往他们的脖子上挂花圈一样的。
It's like they're putting more glory on Paul and Silas.
所以这个时候，你看保罗他看出这些是事实上是魔鬼在阻挡圣功了。
So Paul realized that this is the work of Satan.
他就说：“我奉主耶稣基督的名，吩咐你从他身上出来。”
So Paul said that in the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her.
好，所以这个鬼就出去了。
And so the spirit left her.
我们就看到，这个神的这个福音呢，是带着能力的。
So we now realize that God's message is with power.
神的工人被圣灵充满之后，也是蛮有能力的。
And when the servant of God is filled with the Holy Spirit, they are filled with authority.
好，所以这个鬼就出去。
And so this spirit left her.
但是接下来这个逼迫也来到了。
Then later, this more persecution came along.
所以后来保罗希拉就被带到官长那边去。
And so Paul and Silas were taken to the official.
然后就被控告。
And then they were accused.
就是第二十节说，你看这些人是犹太人来骚扰我们的城。
And here it says in verse 20 that these men are Jews and they are throwing our city into uproar.
第三二十一节说，传我们某马人所不可受不可行的规矩。
Then verse 21, by advocating customs unlawful for us Romans to accept or practice.
那当时候也许罗马人他们。可能受到政府的保护呢，所以这些传福音人不可以向罗马人传道理也不一定。
And so maybe during that time the Romans were protected by the law of the Romans, and therefore maybe that they were not supposed to be preached to.
可是当时候其实保罗他们去传福音的最初的对象都是犹太人的。
But in reality, when Paul went to preach, he was preaching to the Jews.
那这个 他们被抓去是因为这个使女，她现在这个主人呢，看到，诶，现在她没有办法从原来她应该可以得到好处的这个管道没有了。
So they were captured because the owner realized that now he lost his way of earning money.
所以事实上是以谎言来让这个官长定来逼迫传福音的人呢。
So the owner used lies to capture the Paul and Silas.
那所以第二十二节，你看众人就一同来攻击他们。
And so we look at verse 22, the crowd came and attacked Paul and Silas.
那官长就吩咐说，剥他们衣服，用棍打。
And then the officer says to take away their clothing and flog them severely.
二十三节接下去就把人关在监里面了。
And then they were thrown into prison.
那其实他们保罗他们都没有被审判，也没被定罪，就被关起来了。
So they have not been judged or been persecuted, and they have been thrown into a prison.
我们就看到福音在传扬的时候，其实魔鬼也是跟着在破坏。
So we know that when the message of God is being preached, Satan also trying to block it.
他一开始的时候先用这些话好像来抬举这些传福音的人。
First, he would use praises to elevate these servants.
接下来他就用谎言来要把人家定罪。
And then and then Satan would use lies to persecute these people.
第三步就是用暴力要让人屈服。
Then third is to use violence to succumb them.
所以就把这些传福音把关起来。
And then they throw them into prison.
那好了，现在传福音的人他被关之后就是受苦。
So now these preachers are being thrown into prison and they are suffering.
啊，其实他们也受伤了。
And in reality, they are also been harmed.
因为他们被用棍打了许多棍之后，其实他们是会肉体受伤。
Because they have been severely flogged, therefore their physical body are harmed.
然后，所以接下去，可是25节，我们就看到，哎，这个保罗、希拉呢，他们却在监牢里面祷告、唱诗、赞美神。
But then in verse 25, it says that Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns in prison.
他们其实也不知道说神为什么要让他们遭遇这些事情。
They don't understand why God is putting them into this situation.
但是看起来保罗、希拉他们心里面很笃定、很平安。
But we see that Paul and Silas they have peace in their heart.
他们在半夜的时候是来祷告、唱诗的。
Because in the middle of the night they are singing and praying.
他们是在赞美神的，赞美神的伟大。
They're praising the glory of God.
因为他们现在是为福音受苦。保罗自己说过，本来要进神的国，就要受许多艰难。
Because now they are suffering for the gospel.
就在这个时候，你看他心里面喜乐的时候。
And so now we see that when they are joyful in their heart,
这个时候神的作为就出现了。
And now we see that the work of God manifested.
在祷告当中，你看他祷告唱诗之后，你看神的拯救就来了。
And we see that after they pray and sing him, that God's deliverance came.
神的拯救实际上是为要把这个福音的门打开的。
God's deliverance is to open this door of salvation.
突然地大震动，第二十六节。
Then verse 26, suddenly there was a violent earthquake.
他说这个监牢的地基都摇动了。
And even the foundation of the prison was shaken.
然后监门立刻全开。
And the prison doors flew open.
因为你看现在这里特别讲到说第二十四节把保罗他们下在内监，他们第二层的监牢还有第一层的还有铁门，所以那个监牢是有至少两层。
So we know that in verse 24 that they were put in the inner prison, inner cells,Usually that's on the second level.
那所以你看这个时候监门全部都开，表示第一道门、第二道门到最后的门都开了。
So all the doors in the prison were open. Therefore, we know that first level or second level, all the doors were open.
然后囚犯的手链都松开了。
And all their shackles were broken.
那这一次的这个地大震动很特别。
So.We know that this earthquake is quite unique.
这个时候看起来监牢里面还是黑暗的。
And we see that maybe this prison is still in darkness.
那因为这个二十七节说，禁主一醒，他看见监门就开了，
And so in verse 27, the jailer woke up and he saw that the prison doors were open.
那他以为说囚犯都走了。
And he thought that all the prisoners have escaped.
那通常有时候你看说，哎，如果神向天使显现的时候，当初天使要救彼得的时候，那个是有大光照下来的。
And so when the God sent his angels to save Peter, he used bright light, the glory of light, to shine on it.
那当时候彼得他是 在光亮当中，欸，可以跟着天使，哦，穿衣服穿鞋子，然后一道一道的走出，啊，走出了那个监牢。
And so when God saved Peter in that situation, it was with light, and he could see through his, he could put on his clothes and walk out the prison door.
可是这一次，哦，都没有。
But this time there is no light.
是监门全开，锁链掉了，但是里面似乎是暗的。
But now that all the doors are open and that their bondage were loosened, but yet everything is dark inside.
禁足看见门开，他不知道里面的囚犯都还在。
The jailer saw that the prison doors were open, but he did not realize all the prisoners were still in the cell.
那这个禁足本来要自杀的。
And so this jailer was about to kill himself.
这个时候二十八节保罗就说，你大声说，你不要伤害自己，我们都在这里。
And so verse 28, Paul shouted, "Don't harm yourself. We are all here."
那二十九节说，哎，这个时候禁足就叫人拿灯来，就跳进去了。
And the jailer called for the light and rushed in.
那看起来呢，好像是外面是亮，里面是暗的。
And it seems like outside is bright, inside is dark.
哦，所以这个时候，你看神用一个很特别的方法，要来拯救这个禁足了。
So we see that God used a very special way to save this jailer.
原来神让保罗希拉被关起来是有用意的。
So there is a reason that God put Paul and Silas into prison.
因为就是要来拯救禁足这一家人。
And the purpose was to save this the household of this jailer.
神让这些囚犯都没有一个人走。
And God kept all the prisoners in the prison.
就好像神在把守这个监牢一样。
And just like God is looking after this prison.
让没有人可以走出去的。
He's guarding this prison so no one could escape.
就算门开了，他们锁链松了，他们也不会出去。
So even though the doors are open, their shackles are loosened, but yet they cannot go out.
因为今天神的作为就是要拯救这个禁足。
Because God's work is to save this jailer.
那这个时候禁足他，你看他跑到匍匐在保罗跟希拉面前。
And so when this jailer came and fell in front of Paul and Silas,
他当时候其实也是很明，也是众囚犯当中，他知道保罗这希拉这两个人最特别。
And among all the prisoners, the jailer knew that Paul and Silas is a special prisoner.
很有可能保罗在唱诗祷告的时候，祷告唱诗的时候，这个禁足应该是睡着了。
Because maybe when Paul and Silas were praying and singing him, this jailer might fall asleep.
因为当这个监门大开的时候，地震动的时候，哎，这个禁足后来醒过来了嘛。
Because when the earthquake and when the after the doors were opened, this jailer woke up.
那所以他后来他知道说，哎，保罗、希拉这两个人其实他并没有犯什么罪啊。
So a day later, he realized that Paul and Silas they are without any wrongdoing.
他马上联想到这个地震动。监门开的这件事情跟保罗希拉这两个人有关系的。
So he immediately relayed this event of earthquake and the prison door opening to Paul and Silas.
那么多囚犯为什么就特别去匍匐在保罗希拉面前呢
？Among all these prisoners, why did he run and fell in front of Paul and Silas?
因为保罗希拉这两个人是神的仆人。
Because he knew that Paul and Silas are the servant of God.
所以这个时候，这个禁足啊，知道说，哎，这件事情哈，啊。这件事情跟他们这个两个人有关系的。
So he knew this jailer knew that this event that happened is related to this two men.
他当时候跟两位先生说，我当怎样行才可以得救
？And so he said to these two men, "What should I do to be saved?"
他当时候其实想要得到的是说，那我现在这件事情怎么收拾？
So maybe at first he wanted to ask like, "What should I do with this whole situation?"
现在这些监门都开了，为什么会发生这种事情
？Then why would this thing happen? This situation happen? This event happen?
这个就是神的奇妙的安排了。
This is the miraculous plan of God.
当然，现在 众囚犯都在，一定要把门再关起来了。
So now that all the prisoners are there, they have to close up all the doors.
神不是要用这个方式来让这些囚犯都跑出去的。
God did not use this method to open the doors for the prisoners to get saved.
神并没有要让这个禁足遭受麻烦的。
God did not want to bring trouble to this jailer.
我们如果看《使徒行传》第十二章，我们就发现一个对比。
If we look at Acts chapter 12, then we could see a contrast.
使徒行传十二章记载彼得被关的时候。
We see that in chapter 12, when Peter was prison.
当时候神就是要救彼得出监牢而已。
That time, God's mission was just to deliver Paul out of prison.
所以彼得被天使带出去的时候，那个管看守他人都不知道。
And so when Peter was brought out of the prison by the angel, none of the jailers saw him.
那结果最后彼得走了。
And after Peter left,
希律王要找彼得找不到，就找这个看守人算账，所以最后看守彼得那些人被杀了。
And so when King Herod sought after Peter.And could not find him, then he killed all the jailers.
所以最后这些看守彼得的人死了。
And so those guards that guard Peter were put to death.
因为神的目标就是要救彼得出监牢而已。
Because the goal of God is just to deliver Peter out of that prison.
但是现在这一次神让保罗跟希拉被关。
But this time that God put Paul and Silas into prison.
神就是要救这个禁足。
That his purpose was to save this jailer.
要让他们整个家庭能够得到救恩的。
That his entire household will be will receive
salvation. 所以让囚犯都不走。
And therefore he kept all the prisoners.
然后要让这个禁足，他可以因着保罗跟希拉而得到这个主耶稣的福音呢。
And so that allowed this jailer to receive the salvation of God through Paul and Silas.
这个时候保罗他直接跟他讲。
And therefore, Paul said to this jailer,
你要得救，就是要信主耶稣。
If you want to be saved, you need to believe in Jesus Christ.
所以第16章的31节说，你和你的一家就必得救。
And therefore, verse 31, they reply, believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your entire household.
信耶稣才是唯一的路。
To believe in Jesus is the only way.
也就是说，耶稣基督是那个救主。
And therefore, we know that Jesus Christ is that Savior.
你要得救，没有耶稣是不可能的。
If you wanted to be saved, you cannot be saved without Jesus.
现在保罗要传给他的，不是只是解决暂时候的这些问题而已。
So what Paul could offer is not a temporary relief.
是要把最好的给他。
But rather, he wants to give him the best.
就是主耶稣基督的这个天国的救恩呢。
That is the salvation of heavenly kingdom from Jesus.
他最后我们看到结果是他这个禁足的整个家庭、哦、就改变了。
We see that the result was that this entire house of this jailer transformed.
我们看他们是怎么得到这个救恩得到喜乐的。
How did they receive this salvation? How did they receive the joy?
保罗跟他说你要信主耶稣你跟你的一家就必得救。
And so when Paul said to him that you and your household shall need to believe in Jesus and will be saved.
我们知道主耶稣基督他来到世上的时候。
So we know that when Jesus Christ came to this world.
他在约翰福音第三章这样说。
In John chapter 3 he said.
我们看约翰福音第三章。
Let's turn to John chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章。
John chapter 3.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
三章十七节
John 3 verse 17
这是主耶稣他自己的宣告、啊、
This is the proclamation of Jesus Christ
神差他的儿子降世不是要定世人的罪乃是要叫世人因他得救
For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world but to save the world through him
十八节说信他人不被定罪不信的人罪已经定了因为不信神独生子的名
Verse 18, whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already because he has not believed in the name of God.
主耶稣基督来到世上，他不是要来定世人罪，或是来审判世人的。
Jesus Christ came to this world is not to condemn the people.
是要叫世人因为信他的名得救。
But rather, to save all men through his name.
耶稣基督他是唯一的一个门呐、啊。
Because Jesus Christ is the door of salvation.
我们今天 在罪里面就好像活在这个黑暗的世界里。
And so today we live in sin, we live in this dark world.
耶稣基督来像这个天上的真光，这个光照在黑暗世界里。
And when Jesus come, he come with this light from heaven into this darkness.
如果我们在一个黑暗的世界里面，
And so if we live in this dark world,
远远的看到一个光，
if we see this light,
我们就会往这个光去，因为就有一个方向。
Then we will go towards this light because now we have that goal.
那要进入光的时候，有一道门。
And if we want to enter that light, there is a door, a passageway.
就好像在这个黑暗的世界里面，有一个范围，有一个权势在控制。
Just like in this dark world, there is a
boundary.
There's a boundary, and there is something that is controlling.
要离开这个权势，有一个门要越过。
And if we want to exit this boundary, there is a door that we have to go through.
耶稣基督就是这个门。
And Jesus Christ is this door.
他本身救恩就是那个光。
That he himself is the the salvation is that light.
他本身又成为那道门。
And he himself become this door.
所以主耶稣在约翰福音第九章说，第十章。
And therefore, in John chapter 10,
约翰福音第十章第九节。
John chapter 10 verse 9, Jesus said,
约翰福音十章九节，我就是门，凡从我进来的必然得救，并且出日得草吃。
And Jesus said, I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved.He will come in and go out and find pasture.
今天主耶稣他这一道救恩的门，就是要让我们进去得永生的。
Today Jesus, this door of salvation is for us to enter to receive salvation.
他来是要叫我们得生命，得丰盛的生命。
He came to give us abundance of life.
我们进入这道门之后，他要亲自成为牧者来带领我们走这条路。
And when we enter this door, that he will become our shepherd and will guide us to pasture.
所以主耶稣说，我就是好牧人。
And therefore Jesus said, I am the good shepherd.
他好牧人就是要引导我们能够到那个可安息的水边去的。
Because this good shepherd will guide us to beautiful pastures.
所以信主耶稣基督。
And therefore, when we believe in Christ,
才是得救的唯一的条路。
This is the only way towards salvation.
那现在主耶稣他其实救恩已经来了。
And so when now today God already gave us the salvation.
今天我们愿意求告的就可以得救。
Today, if we want to seek and ask for the salvation, we shall be saved.
所以你看圣灵降临，彼得他第一次讲道的时候。
So when the Holy Spirit came down, and Peter first proclaimed his message.
我们看使徒行传第二章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 2.
第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
第二十一节。
Verse 21.
当时候彼得他就引用旧约圣经来说明求告耶稣是多重要。
At that time, Peter uses the scripture from the Old Testament to show how important it is to be saved.
使徒行传二章的二十一节。
21.
到那时候，凡求告主名的，就必得救。
Acts chapter 2 verse 21. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
那这个到那个时候，就是主耶稣基督他这个救恩哦，呈现在世人眼前的时候，耶稣进入人间的时候。
Here it says that at that time, whoever that which means that when Jesus Christ's salvation came upon the human beings, that is the time for us to be saved.
因为你求告这个名，因为这个名，天下人间只有一个名，你求他有用而已，就是耶稣基督。
And if we call on this name is the only name that will give us salvation, which is through Jesus Christ.
所以彼得他后来传福音的时候，他一直强调要求告主的名。
And that's why when Paul, Peter, proclaimed his messages, he emphasized that we have to call on the name of Lord Jesus.
第四章的十二节。
Chapter 4, verse 12.
使徒行传四章十二节。
Chapter 4, verse 12.
除他以外，别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有自驾别的名，我们可以靠着得救了。
Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other names under heaven given to men by which we must be saved.
今天圣经告诉我们，我们得救是本乎恩，因着信。
Today, the Bible tells us that today we are saved through faith, through faith and through justification and through our belief.
就是因着本乎恩，本乎神的恩典。
It is through the grace of God.
然后因着我们愿意相信。
And through our belief.
那相信的时候你就求告。
And when we believe, we will call on Him.
那所以其实今天你看这个禁足，他真的是从天上掉下来大好的恩典。
And see, if we look at this jailer, he have found this grace that have fallen down from heaven.
刚好他当班的时候。
It just happened that he was on duty.
我们知道这个禁足哦，在管监狱人都是有排班的啦。
And we know that jailers they have their schedules.
刚好他在看守的那一个晚上，你看，就是保罗、希拉被放进去了。
Just happened that he was on his duty that got that Paul and Silas were put in prison.
他其实。那时候偷偷还不知道耶稣基督的道理的。
Because at that time he did not know the word, the message of Jesus Christ.
但是神的恩典就临到他了，要临到他了。
God's grace came upon him.
把保罗、希拉放进来了。
He put Paul and Silas into prison.
好，现在这个神迹发生了。
And now this miracle happened.
现在你看他跟保罗讲了这句，问了这句话。
And now he asked Paul this question.
你看使徒就跟他讲要信主耶稣。
And Paul said that you have to believe.
现在要信，所以他知道求告对象就是耶稣基督了。
You need to believe in Jesus Christ, and therefore now he knows to call upon the name of Jesus Christ.
哦，所以你看，我们今天因着有时候是因着啊，你看神给我们安排一个机会，让我们接触到这个教会的信徒，哎，我们就有机会进入真教会了。
So now, God gave us the opportunity to meet some of our brothers and sisters, and therefore we have the opportunity to believe in Him.
好，现在彼得啊，保罗他讲了这句话之后。
So after Peter mentioned that, Paul mentioned that.
我们看回到第十六章。
Let's turn to 16.
第三十二节。
32.
他们就是保罗跟希拉，就把主的道讲给他和他全家人都听。
So then they spoke the words of the Lord to him and to all the others in his house.
要信道，一定要先从听道来的。
In order to believe in the words, you have to listen to the message.
今天要信主耶稣，真的了解耶稣基督的救恩，一定要先听道理。
And if we want to today, if we want to believe in God and to be saved, we need to listen to the gospel.
所以保罗在罗马书10:17就说信道。是从听道而来。
And therefore, Paul says in Romans that to believe is through listening to the word.
因为这个道是得救的道理。
Because this word is the words of salvation.
这个道是赦罪的道理。
This word is the words to save our sin.
这个道就是恩惠的道。
This word is the words of grace.
所以这个道也是永生的道理，就是要让我们进永生的。
This grace is to provide us eternal life.
所以今天我们要听道理，才有可能会真的明白。
Therefore, today we need to listen to the word in order for us to believe and understand.
如果我们看第十一章
，If we look at chapter 11,
使徒行传十一章
，Acts chapter 11,
这是哥尼流的家得到救恩的一个记录。
This is a recording of the house of Cornelius when they were saved.
十一章的第十四节。
Chapter 11, verse 14. This is within the vision that God through the angel tell Cornelius to go and invite Peter into his household.
你看，他有话告诉你，可以叫你跟你的全家得救了。
And it says he have a message through which you and your household will be saved.
所以彼得他所讲的这个道理是很关键的。
So Peter's words, his message is critical.
因为他这个道理是得救的道理，是真道。
Because his message is the salvation and is the right way.
是直接从主耶稣基督领受来的。
It is a message directly from Jesus Christ.
所以第十五节他说，彼得说，我一开讲，圣灵就降在他们身上，正像当初降在我们身上一样。
Therefore, verse 15, Peter says that as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and as he had come on us at the beginning.
我们知道哥林流他的家人，他当彼得在讲的时候，他们很专心的听。
So we know that when Cornelius and his family, when Peter was preaching to them, they listened diligently.
当时候彼得哈在讲什么？讲耶稣什么
？What was Peter talking about?
他讲到主耶稣基督。
He was talking about Jesus Christ.
如果我们现在看第十章哈
，If we look at chapter 10,
第十章第四十二节就好。
Chapter 10, verse 42.
他吩咐我们传道给众人，就是耶稣了哈。 证明他是神所立定的，要做审判活人死人的主。
He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one from God appointed as judge of the living and of the dead.
第四十三节，
43.
众先知也为他做见证说，凡信他的人必因他的名得蒙赦罪。
43. All the prophets testified about him that everyone who believes in him receive forgiveness of sin through his name.
彼得他跟哥尼流的家人讲道的时候，也是强调耶稣基督从死里复活。
So when Peter delivered this message to Cornelius, he also emphasized that that Jesus Christ resurrected from death.
他复活之后向门徒显现。
And that after he resurrected, he appeared to the disciples.
然后把这个道理、这个使命交托给他的门徒。
And and he passed on this this mission and commissioned the disciples.
他的复活证明他是啊全地的主。
That his resurrection testified that proved that he is the God of heaven.
信他的。必因他的名得蒙赦罪。
And those who believe in him will receive salvation through his name.
所以今天神愿意万人得救，就是要明白真道。
So today God wants everyone to be saved is to believe in this truth.
我们今天如果能够听道理，能够用心的去查考啊。
And today, if we were to listen diligently and study his words,
从这本圣经来啊。
And through this Holy Bible,
我们就得到得救的智慧。
Then we will receive the wisdom of salvation.
所以在提摩太前书，提摩太后书，对不起，提摩太后书。
And therefore, in Second Timothy,
第三章第十五节。
In chapter 3, verse 15,
我们看提摩太后书三章十五节。
Chapter 3, verse 15, Second Timothy,
并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。
15, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scripture, which are able to make you wise for salvation through the faith in Christ Jesus.
这个道理一定是从圣经来。
So this scripture is from the Holy Bible.
今天我们信耶稣基督。
And therefore today we believe in Jesus Christ.
我们如果真的像庇底亚人啊，这样天天的查考圣经，用心的去追求。
And if we truly believe in God and study his scriptures,
那他说圣经会让我们有得救的智慧。
Then God will give us this wisdom
圣经、
of salvation.
圣经让我们得到智慧。
The Holy Bible will give us that wisdom.
让我们可以明白，诶，要得救是怎样走的。
So we can understand the right way towards salvation.
好，那现在比保罗呢，跟希拉把这个道理讲给禁主跟他一家人听了。
So now Paul have given this message to the jailers.
看回来第十六章，使徒行传十六章。
Let's turn back to Acts chapter 16.
十六章。
16.
我们看第三十三节。
Verse 33.
当夜就在那个时候，禁主把他们带去洗他们的伤，他和属乎他的人立时都受了洗。
So verse 33. At that hour of the night, the jailer took them and washed their wounds, and immediately he and all his family were baptized.
你看他们听完道理。
So after they heard the truth,
他们相信。
They believed.
然后接下去，你看他们就都洗礼了。
Then they were all baptized.
因为这个机会难逢，对禁足来说就是这么一个晚上的机会而已。
Because this is the best opportunity. This is the only opportunity within that night.
因为接下来保罗他们就要被放出去了。
Because after this, Paul and Silas shall be released.
然后不久他们就离开那个城市了。
Then they will depart from that city.
所以这个时候你看这个禁足他抓住机会。
And therefore we see that this jailer took that opportunity.
他全家人都一起受洗了。
He and his household were baptized.
所以今天我们要得救一定要经过洗礼。
And today, if we want to be saved, we need to be baptized.
这是主耶稣所说的，人若没有从水和圣灵重生，不能进神的国。
This is what Jesus said, that we shall be reborn through the water and through the fire.
主耶稣告诉门徒要去传福音。
And Jesus said to the disciples that they need to go out and preach.
向普天下传福音哦。
To preach unto the world.
信而受洗的必然得救。
Those who believe and were baptized shall be saved.
好，所以洗礼是一定要的过程。
So therefore, baptism is a critical step.
因为这一个洗礼才是真的叫做重生。
Because through baptism that we can be truly reborn.
这个洗礼是要让我们得脱去罪的。
This baptism will deliver us out of sin.
所以今天你看圣经里面在旧约的预言，其实就是从像这些以色列选民呢。他们是从海中经过， 得救的。
And so we see that in the Old Testament, the Israelites, they went through the, went through the ocean to be saved.
好像他们是走过水里面出来的时候才得救这样。
They have walked through the water to be, and when they came out, they were saved.
在更早之前的挪亚那个世代的人。
And even earlier time, in the time of Noah,
挪亚的全家是借着水得救的。
That through the, Noah and his family were saved through water.
洪水来了。没有在方舟里面都死了。
When the flood came, those who were not in the ark were destroyed.
但是挪亚一家人在方舟里面得救了。
But Noah and his family were inside the ark and were saved.
所以要经过洗礼。
And therefore we know that we need to go through baptism.
洗礼事实上让我们重生，让我们成为一个新人。
Baptism is so that we could be reborn and be transformed into a new person.
我们如果继续看十六章的第三十四节。
And if we look at chapter 16, verse 34.
于是进主领他们上自己家里去，给他们摆上饭。他和全家因信的神都很喜乐。
Verse 34, the jailer brought them into his house and set a meal before them. He was filled with joy because he had come to believe in God.
他们哦，接下去哦，他就你看就。接待保罗跟希拉了，这两个人把他带为上宾一样。
So, we see that after he got baptized, he received Paul and Silas into his household and provided a feast for them.
你看这个真的就是他们信了之后，哎，他看到了这两个传福音的人是多么重要的。
So after he believed, he realized how important these messenger of God.
因为他们是来传得救的福音。
Because they are here to preach the message of salvation.
让他的生命可以从这个忧伤进入喜乐。
And so that they could, their life could transform from sorrow into joy.
所以他们这整个全家都信神的。
And therefore their entire household believe in God.
你看今天有时候我们有些人受洗之后不见得真信呢。
And so today, maybe when after we are baptized, we might not truly believe.
有些人是真的哦，来听听哦，是啊，要洗礼啊，那就去洗了。
And so maybe there are truth seekers that came and listened to the words and said, "Yeah, I have to get baptized."
但是有时候洗完之后，哎，就不信了。
But after they got baptized, they don't truly believe.
是因为他没有真的了解得救的要道。
Because they did not truly understand the essence of salvation.
不明白洗礼之后所要带出的效果。
They do not know the result of baptism that they have to bring forth.
所以有时候变成好像洗礼是一个形式。
And therefore, the baptism become a formality.
好像洗礼就是要加入教会的一个必要的手续而已。
It seems like baptism is just to enter this church.
好了，那我现在在教会里面呢？
And now they're in the church.
但是他不见得真的信，进了信这个福音。
But they did not truly believe in this truth.
不见得真的对耶稣基督有信心。
They did not truly have faith in Jesus Christ.
有时候甚至对教会没信心的。
And therefore, that sometimes they lose faith in the church.
但是进主他们这个家不是。
But if we look at this jailer, he and his family is not like this.
他们是真信的。
They truly believe.
所以他就愿意接待这两个使徒。
And they're willing to receive these two apostles.
这个就像以利亚一家一样的。
Just like the house of Lydia.
好，所以你看他把他带到自己家里面去摆上饭。
So when they took them into their household and provide a feast for them.
好，那所以你看今天我们要追求我们的信仰有根有基。
So we need to root our faith.
真的信主的人，他一定会参与教会的工作的。
A true believer will involve themselves in the holy work.
他会在神的家里面觉得他有责任。
He will feel that he has duties within the house of God.
因为这个时候进主，他好像他觉得他在保罗希腊这个传福音的工作上，他应该要有份。
Because jailer realized that he needs to be part of this salvation, this message of salvation, the work of Paul and Silas.
因为他现在已经不再是外人了。
Because now he is not a foreigner.
他跟神的其他的选民是同国的了。
He is the same citizen of Christ.
如果我们看一下以弗所书第四章第二章
，Ephesians chapter two.
以弗所书二章十九节
，Ephesians chapter two. Verse 19.
以弗所书二章十九节
，Chapter two, verse 19.
这样，你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。
Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household.
所以你看，现在禁足啊，他 跟保罗、希拉就好像一家人一样。
So now jailer is just like the same family members of Paul and Silas.
在神国里面的一份子。
They are a member of the kingdom of God.
他的这个整个家就很喜乐。
And that entire family was joyful.
我们看到神的恩典带来喜乐满足。
We see that God's grace bring us a joy and a happiness.
神让他的仆人受苦。
God let his messenger to suffer.
其实就是为了要拯救这个进主这一家人。
But ultimate mission is to save this.
他们受了苦，却带来了整家人的喜乐。
They have suffered, but then they brought forth an entire family salvation.
使徒他们保罗、希拉，他们就好像跟随主耶稣的脚步一样。
And so Paul and Silas is just like a follower of Jesus' footsteps.
让人因着他们得到恩典，得到救恩。
That through them, that men will receive grace and receive salvation.
那这个也就是在传福音的时候，我们得到的报偿。
This is the reward that we receive when we preach the gospel.
生命的改变，因着耶稣基督的救恩。
That we see a transformation of a person through the salvation of God.
你看今天这个进主一家喜乐，保罗他当然也更喜乐。
So when Paul see that this jailer and his family were joyful, that brings joy to Paul.
因为这个就是他完成主耶稣工作的一个具体的表现。
Because this is a reward of accomplishing the work of God.
虽然他受苦，但是这个就已经不足介意了。
Because although he has suffered, but that suffer is not.
因为他在神面前将得到极大无比永远的荣耀。
Because now he will receive that everlasting glory and reward from God.
所以保罗在哥林多后书第四章这样说。
And therefore, Paul in Second Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章。
Second Corinthians chapter 4.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
四章十七节，我们这自战自谦的苦楚，为要要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
Verse 17. For our light and momentary trouble are achieved for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all.
我们信主的人就是有永远的荣耀的。
The believers have,
就是得救的就是有永远荣耀。
Those who have been saved have this eternal glory.
有时候我们为福音所受的苦楚，这个是自战自清的。
And sometimes we might suffer for this gospel, but that is overcome by this glory.
这是值得的。
And it is worth every.
这是会得到主耶稣基督的报偿的。
It's worth every effort, and it will be rewarded.
因为我们都能够这样的成为福音的使者。
So that we could all become the messenger of God.
让人可以因着我们得福。
That everyone will be blessed through
us. 得到这个救恩。
And to receive this salvation.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
494首。
494.